A member-supported K-Bok, that was our own Phoenix Chorale singing Unicornus Captivatur, The Unicorn is Captured by Ole Yalo. I'm Sterling Biaf. That's one of the pieces the chorale will be singing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday across the valley. Charles Bruffy, who was conducting on the recording we just heard, is gone now after nearly 20 years, and the chorale will be led by guest conductor Joshua Haberman, who is music director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale and chorus director of the Dallas Symphony. And Joshua sat down with me recently. You're a California guy, right?
I am, from San Francisco.
Spent a long time working with the San Francisco Chorus.
Yeah, the Symphony Chorus.
Okay, that's
yep. I grew up singing with them, and then eventually was an assistant conductor and just loved it. I did about, I want to say 13 or 14 seasons.
I noticed you've been involved with, I've always said Conspirare.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great ensemble.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
They were founded by my teacher, Craig. So I was his student when he was first founding that group. And so I was lucky enough to get to sing with them when they were starting out and have done, it's been a little while since I've done something with them, but have gone back years since graduating, and they're absolutely phenomenal, a beautiful choir.
Yeah. It seems to people my age, they were living in kind of a golden age.
Yes,
I like to make the point with choral music and brass ensembles
mm-hmm.
are commissioning all this new music.
On the choral music side of things, we're thriving. And particularly now with these professional choirs that are sprouting up all over the country, frankly, it's a renaissance of great, great singing. And of course, Phoenix Chorale here has a long history. This is not a recent group, as you know very well. So there's a deep history here. A group that I work with in New Mexico called the Santa Fe Desert Chorale has a relatively long history as well. So the Southwest is strong.
Well, that was where I wanted to go. You moved a little farther west. I'm assuming Dallas is home.
Yes, that's okay. Right.
And do you run outs to work with Santa Fe?
That's right. I work for the Dallas Symphony, so there's a symphony chorus in Dallas. That's not a professional choir. It's a volunteer choir of about 220. It's Texas, so it's big. Everything's big. And so that's my weekly rehearsal, and that's where I live with my family, and then go to Santa Fe during our performance seasons there.
So doing that, believe me, I'm getting to Phoenix Chorale, but doing that in Santa Fe, was it the opportunity to work with somebody who wanted to do something new, to grow something? Why?
Santa Fe Desert Chorale, like Phoenix Chorale, has a long history as one of our nation's first professional choirs. So when that opportunity came, it was way too good to pass up.
I'm assuming you know Jen Rogers and Charles Bruffy, who recently left here through Chorus America.
Of course.
Is that how this gig came about, coming to work with the Phoenix Chorale?
You would best ask Jen that question. I got a phone call one day when I was up in Santa Fe, and it was Jen Rogers, and she said, this is who I am, and we're going through a process now, and would this be something that would be interesting to you to just be a guest as we go through it?
Have you had a rehearsal yet with the group?
Just last night, the first one.
You know, Charles has been gone for a while now. Were they rusty, lazy? How were they?
Oh, well, I've given them some very hard music. So start with that.
Okay.
You know, they're singing in unusual styles. You know, it's not Mendelssohn and Schubert and Brahms, although I love all those composers. But what we've put together is a program of Nordic music. So music from the Baltic states and from Scandinavia. And this is a particular love of mine. When Jen and I were speaking and she talked about, you know, what would you like to do? And I said, well, it'd be nice to do something that I sort of do. You know, we all do everything. We're all generalists. And the Desert Chorale is not a specialist ensemble. We're not an early music group. We're not a new music group. We do everything.
Right.
But we also all have particular areas of interest. I happen to speak Swedish and had lived in Sweden as an exchange student. And so I developed this interest in Swedish and Finnish choral music in particular. So I said, what if we were to do, you know, a program of that? Because we've done a few in Santa Fe and they've been quite popular. And so I threw that at the chorale here, and it's not an easy thing to rapid fire, you know, Scandinavian languages are very funny looking and strange rhythms and interesting things, and they handled it really well.
Are you Swedish by heritage?
No, okay. I look like it, but I'm fake. just a little bit. You know, I did one of those ancestry things and I came out just a tiny bit, but no, I'm a mutt like all Americans.
Yeah,
little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Well, I'm mainly Swedish, so I'll welcome you into the fold.
Oh, so you're of the fold. You're the real deal. You should come to this concert. It will resonate with your DNA.
Well, Joshua Haberman, thanks so much for coming. Welcome to the Valley, and I'm sure it'll be a great concert.
Thanks for having me.
That's Joshua Haberman, who will be leading the Phoenix Chorale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for its Nordic Songs concerts. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOK.